Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And today I want to talk about some sabotaging thought patterns around your weight loss. Basically, I want to talk about like the ego and the things that come up that feel so real, because like our thoughts feel so real, but the problem is when we take our thoughts as reality and we don't question our thoughts as to whether or not they match up with the desire that we want. And the other thing is too, when it comes to weight loss, there are thoughts that feel like they're going to motivate you or feel very, very true in terms of getting you the outcome that you want, but it's still just focusing on the wrong thing when it comes to law of attraction. So I'm going to give you some examples, and it's really going to help you, some stuff that's really going to help you identify some of your self-sabotaging thoughts that you might not be aware of, right? So anyway, like anything with growth and manifestation and your reality, it's like things are always coming up, right? And it's a good thing, because situations come up in order for us to grow. And I've definitely had one of those situations come up this week where definitely a part of me was tested, you could say, or I was like being pushed to grow in a certain way in regards to a normal pattern where I tend to stress out about certain situations. And it's interesting because there's a situation going on with my home, and it's testing my ability to have faith that everything's going to work out, because certain situations are coming up, I feel taken advantage of, or it triggers my scarcity mindset, or it feels so real in the moment. Like, it feels like I'm powerless. It feels like I just want to be upset and angry at the situation. I want to blame somebody. I don't want to take responsibility because I genuinely don't feel responsible. And then it's coming to the realization. It's like, because what society tends to do and what I tend to do, or just what I've like been trained, I guess, to do just by normal like terms of what everybody does, is like focusing on the problem and really, really complaining about the problem. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me, and I'm so angry, and why is this, you know, like kind of this victim kind of standpoint that I want to have. Like, I genuinely want to have this standpoint. I'm like, why is this happening? This isn't my fault. I just like got into this situation, and it feels like that. Like, it really does. But then I'm having to distance myself from the situation and ask myself, but what's the outcome I want from this? And almost like it's been a real challenge for me this last week to really get into that place of distancing myself from reacting to the situation and trying my best to I guess, trust in the process and learn the lesson that's required there, which I know it's for me, is to not over dramatize and over stress about the situation, right? And not focus on the problem like it's the center of the world and the whole world is going to explode unless I solve this issue right now, right? But it's interesting, like anything to do with law of attraction and manifestation, living your best life, it's a constant journey, right? It doesn't ever end. And what I need you to understand is that when you lose the weight, it doesn't mean that you're never going to have problems again. Because one of the things that our brain likes to do, it likes to think that if only I had that money, if only I had that partner, if like that soulmate, or if only I had that body, then I would be happy. But it's such a false thing that self-sabotages us, because all that we're searching for is a feeling. Like literally, we are searching for a feeling. And it's, let me give you an example. Have you ever lost weight but not quite gotten to your goal weight yet? And you didn't appreciate it in the moment, but when you looked back at it, you're like, why didn't I, like you might look back at the photo and think, why didn't I even like my body there? I looked all right compared to how I look now. Like I've gained weight since then. I looked way better then. How come I didn't appreciate my body back then? And this is very common. And I'm guaranteeing you that a lot of you have experienced this, because it's really, really common. And that's a perfect example of this kind of self-sabotaging perspective of the world, is that we think that by getting the outcome that we want, i.e. losing the weight, getting the man, getting the career, getting the money that we want, that we'll be happy. And sure, like of course, in the moment when we get it, we can feel happy, but then what happens next, right? And the thing to remember is that you may have experienced this in terms of weight loss. You might have lost a bit of weight and you're on a high. It's like, I'm so much happier now that I've lost this weight. But then when does it end, right? Because there's a point where you're not always going to be happy, and there's so much pressure placed on this outcome equaling happiness, whereas in actual fact, you could be in that situation and not be happy, and other problems will show up. And that's kind of why people sabotage their weight loss unconsciously, is because they're momentarily on a high. They're like, oh my God, I've lost this weight. Now my life is perfect. Now I get to be happy. But then something comes up and subconsciously they realize they're still not happy, and then they sabotage the weight because, well, hang on a second, I didn't get the outcome I wanted, which was happy. And because they're still emotional eaters and they haven't addressed the emotional eating and the coping mechanism is to eat, right, then they gain the weight back. And then it's this back and forth yo-yo of, but I'm so much happier when I've lost the weight. And the biggest thing that's hard to, I guess, come to terms with when it comes to manifestation is that in order to be in a vibrational match to what you want, you have to find happiness in where you are right now. And that's probably the hardest thing, especially if you feel like you're in a situation that you don't want to accept, that you have resentment over, that you're angry about where you are right now. And it's about realizing that this anger, this resentment that you feel, this sadness, this discomfort, this not accepting of where you are right now isn't helping you. It isn't motivating you to lose weight. It isn't motivating you to be happier or live a better life. It's sabotaging you, because in the long term, this feeling of not enough, or it's going to crop up again, because people tend to think that thought patterns and feelings are always circumstantial, but they're not. A lot of the time, they're just repeating things. Like I've said in other episodes, a lot of the time, your thought patterns and feelings are not due to the events, but also it's just like you pop a CD in every day and it's the same shit over and over. That's how our brain works. It's like, how do you think you're able to hop in the car and sometimes not remember how you got to where you were going? It's because you're doing everything in autopilot. So your thought patterns, your beliefs, your emotions, a lot of the time are just autopilot. So one situation that's similar to another situation just activates a neural pathway, like a situation in your brain. It's like, oh yeah, this is the program that we've got to run for this situation. Away we go. It's like, it just goes ahead. It's the same story over and over again. So if you've got a story in your head that I'm always fat, or I never get a partner unless I've lost weight, or I'm like whatever, that's going to be the same story that plays even when you have lost the weight. It's like, oh, okay, so I've lost the weight now, but I'm always this person that doesn't like their body, or I'm always this person who struggles with their weight. And then that story's still playing, isn't it? So then, and then the weight comes back. And also because, like I've said before, and I always say, the emotional eating hasn't been addressed. So emotional eating means that the coping mechanism is still food, or there's still a lot of comfort found in food. And like I've said a lot of times as well, because the dieting mentality is like, it's this pushing against energy, like a rubber band. You push it and it has to, like the laws of the universe, when you push against like something like a rubber band or something, it has to flick back. Like it has to maintain its original place. And that's kind of what happens with dieting, with the mindset of dieting, right? It's that mentality of, and I don't mean like, you can be in a calorie deficit and lose weight and not gain it back, right? Dieting works in that sense, like, duh, of course. What I'm talking about is the energy and the emotion that you have around it. So when you're in this energy of, oh my God, I can't eat this and this and this and this and this because it impacts my weight loss, that pushing against energy, that resisting, what you resist persists. So when you're pushing against your cravings, they're only going to get bigger. And so that's really what happens with the dieting. It's not like, it's not helping you to be in that dieting mentality, to be in that pushing against mentality. But I mean, in terms of self-sabotage, like we get so caught up in weight loss being the thing that makes us happy. And I totally get it, because of course, like when you're uncomfortable in your body, you want to feel comfortable. But the solution isn't to feel uncomfortable, because you have to become a vibrational match. And the way this works with emotional eating is so obvious. Like it's so obvious to me, but I'll explain it to you. So when you're an emotional eater and you're eating for comfort, you're eating for as your main source of pleasure, as your means of coping, right? Then you feel uncomfortable in your body. So your thought patterns are, people reject this body. For example, I can't find a boyfriend because of this body, or I can't get the job I want because of this body, or I can't start the business that I want to start because of this body. I can't make friends because of this body. What you're doing then is, of course, if you have that thought, if you feel like you can't, you have a desire. So you have a desire to have a partner. You have a desire to start a business. You have a desire to do whatever. And you can't do that until you've lost the weight. Guess what you're going to feel? Upset. You're going to feel powerless. You're going to feel like you can't get what you want. Because also remember this, right? That you, if you've struggled with your weight your whole life and you've been an emotional eater, or you're yo-yoing up and down, you will have a belief that weight loss is hard. You will. So then if this weight, if you your brain is like, so we want this outcome. We want to find our soulmate, or we want to start a business, or we want to make more friends or whatever. And then you believe that you need to lose weight in order to get that. And you've probably had evidence to support that somewhere in your life, to support that belief. And then you've also got the belief that weight loss is hard. Guess what the outcome is? Powerlessness. Guess what the coping mechanism is to powerlessness? Food. And then can you see how this is just a re-manifestation of the whole thing over and over again? So you're just reinforcing those negative stories of not being able to lose weight and not being able to get the desired outcome that you want. So that's why it's really important to look at it from this bird's eye view, not to not validate your feelings. Like you can validate the fact that you feel this way and it feels really true for you. Absolutely. Of course it does. Like, of course, we're only human. Like, we're all going to have shit. We all have stories in our head that manifest as silly situations. Like I was saying at the start, like I had a situation come up to do with my home, and I, like, you know, potentially, like, whether or not it's gonna impact my life, or if it's going to end up with some sort of action that I need to take, if, you know, somebody's gonna do me wrong or whatever. And it triggered me, and it made me feel powerless, and it made me feel upset and stressed out. And it's this uncomfortable feeling, but it's like, what's the story behind this? The story behind this is something along the lines of, this always happens to me, or I can't trust other people, or people always muck things up, or of course this has to happen because I've been so happy. It can't be this good, you know? It's like all of these stories that it's reinforcing. So then what do I have to do? It's so hard. Like, you want to validate the feelings. You want to be like, of course I feel this way. Like, of course I feel like, of course I feel like I can't meet my soulmate until I lose weight. Of course I feel like I can't start my business till I lose weight. But how does reality actually work? And I need to distance myself from this. Look at it from a bird's eye view. My thoughts aren't reality. And that's the thing, is to look at your brain as just this biological thing. It's not you. It's just this body. You just live in this body, right? And so you've got to have this bird's eye view and be like, okay, what am I doing here? Like, pretend you're watching yourself on television and you're like, oh my God, that person keeps on thinking that same thing. Like, not from a judgmental perspective, but just from a curious perspective, like, what? How can I shift my perspective a little bit here? And how is that going to help me out? And I know that the ego is quite strong here sometimes. And from the perspective of weight loss, I think that there's this angle that the ego likes to take, whereby if you believe that, if you feel bad about your body, you think you'll be more motivated. And that, again, it's just a false thing, because yes, having a situation that you don't like forms a preference. It does, because if you form a preference that you want to lose weight and then you set a goal to lose weight, set the goal weight that you want, right? Because you want to focus on the goal weight, not the weight that you're going to lose, then you've got a goal in mind, right? But once you've set that preference, you don't want to focus on the negative. You want to focus on the positive. So if you continue to hate your body, you can't hate your body into losing weight. And you continue to have thoughts such as, I'm not good enough until I lose weight, or I won't meet somebody until I lose weight. The thing is that you have to do is play around with your mind. So this is what I did, and I'll give you a practical situation. So when I was at my heaviest, I always hid myself from the world. So it's no secret that I talk about in episode 8 as well, that I was had eating disorders, I was an emotional eater, I would easily gain 10 kilos and lose 10 kilos in a matter of months. Like this was, I was like the queen of yo-yo dieting. I would just go up and down so easily. It was so easy for me. If I lost weight, I could gain 10 to 15 kilos back just for what felt like overnight. Like it was, to me, it was really that story of it's hard to lose weight and weight is easy to gain. That was the story that was playing in my head. Why? Because I was an emotional eater and I was manifesting because I wasn't dealing with the actual issues. I wasn't dealing with the fact that I was using food as my coping mechanism. I just kept on pushing myself to diet, not really caring, just hating myself, thinking that hating myself was going to motivate me somehow to do better, which it didn't. So I kept on being in that story, right? And eventually, during my recovery, during my realization of what was actually going on and having to shift my perspective of things, I had to shift because here's the thing, right? If you've been doing something a certain way for your whole life and it's not working out for you, try something different. And so that was the mentality that I had. Well, to hell with it. I'm going to try something different. So at my heaviest, what I generally used to do was hide. I wouldn't date anyone. I wouldn't catch up with friends. I'd isolate myself because I was like, well, nobody can take a photo of me at my worst. Like, come on, everyone will know then that my weight fluctuates and it's embarrassing and they'll just think I'm a loser, right? These were the thoughts that went through my head. And so I'd just hide myself and I'd be like, well, I can easily lose 5 kilos like before I have to go anywhere and I'll just diet and go to the gym and then I'll be more acceptable. And I definitely would, like I would never go on a date until I've lost the weight. And that's what I used to do. And then so during my recovery, I decided to challenge that and I decided that I would go on a date even though I wasn't at my best because I had this perfectionist like idea in my head that I could only go on a date until I was at my best. But in order to overcome the emotional eating, I had to cultivate more self-kindness and compassion within myself. And this sounds really scary to you if you're at your worst, but I had to accept myself at my worst. I had to accept myself at my worst. But what this means is you accept yourself from at your worst, not from a place of that you're never going to change. It's coming to a place where you're like, even if I don't lose the weight ever, I accept myself as I am right now. I fully love and accept myself, right? As I am right now. With the knowing, because that's the thing is when you're afraid of doing that because you have a limiting belief that you can't lose the weight. So of course you're going to be afraid of that, but you have to shift that limiting belief to I can lose the weight. And that's it. Like you have to work on shifting the beliefs. Shifting the beliefs, meaning you don't just write it out once and then forget about it. It's a daily practice, Focusing on your thoughts and awareness is a daily practice. You cannot, manifestation isn't just something that happens for 1 hour a day when you decide for it to happen. It doesn't just happen when you set an intention and then, oh, it's just like I just write myself a check or I just write down the goal weight that I want and then it just happens. It's a daily focusing and awareness and a daily practice and it takes discipline. Not discipline from action though, but discipline from a thought and emotional perspective. That's what I mean by energy, right? Shifting your energy, meaning your emotions and your thoughts and the way you perceive the world. That's what's going to get you manifesting what you want. Manifestation of everything that you want is a daily practice of shifting your thoughts and feelings and beliefs to be in a vibrational match to what you want. Now, if what it seems like is what you're doing is motivating yourself by holding on to this story, because you've got to wonder why you have so much holding on to this story of like, I can't lose the weight, or I'm only going to be happy when I lose this weight. You have to break it down. You have to see from a bird's eye view that you're not helping yourself with this. It's not helping you. Let go and try something different. Let go and change the story. The thing that you're afraid of is looking like a fool. Because if you believe, like for example, if you have faith, of course I'm going to lose the weight. Of course I'm going to lose the weight. Of course I'm going to lose the weight. And then you don't lose it, then you feel failure. And that's the only thing that's holding you back. You've got to just convince yourself that that doesn't matter. This is how manifestation works. You have to do this. You have to convince yourself that it doesn't matter if you fail, because there's no such thing as failing. And you have to realize that there's going to be times where it looks like failure, because life's not always going to work out 100% of the time. Not to mean that you can't have a happy life. It just means that we're here to grow and expand. So you're going to have lessons that come up, and you've got to welcome those lessons and see them as a lesson rather than a negative situation or whatever. And be like, hey, okay, I'm growing right now. And then when you look back and you look back at the weight loss and you've already lost it and you've been maintaining for a while, you'd be like, wow, I'm so glad I did that growth. Even though it looked like a failure, it really wasn't. It was just that, literally like that picture that I posted once of what success actually looks like. It's not a linear straight line. Success and weight loss is never linear. It's always fluctuating. But it is a consistency in the area that you want to go, in the direction that you want to be heading. That's just how it works, right? And so you just want to, like not, because when, here's the thing, you're losing, or you're looking at the scale each day and you're like, oh, today I lost weight. Oh no, tomorrow I've gained weight. And then there's so much pressure. You can't manifest the weight loss because there's too much resistance around it. It's such a focus every single day. It's like, okay, you can weigh yourself every day. I'm not saying that, but it has to be detached. It has to be detached. Like I've said in that episode about weighing yourself, like it has to be detached. You can't, and the problem is that it's not detached if you still have beliefs such as, I will only meet somebody if I lose weight. Then of course there's so much riding on you losing weight. There's way too much riding on you losing weight for you to not have emotional attachment. You're not aware of it, but it's there, because all these other beliefs are there supporting the fact that your self-worth is tied to your weight. If you've noticed that you only meet people when you've lost weight, or you only get the jobs that you want when you've lost weight, then of course there's supporting evidence that self-worth is linked to my weight. You have to shatter that, not because that evidence, you're not like, not that you don't get to validate how you feel, or that how you feel doesn't matter. Of course how you feel matters. Of course it sucks to feel that way. But what you want to do is just have a bird's eye view of the situation and go, this situation, I haven't found the solution. Let me just try something different for once. Let me just let go of worrying about every single little thing, and let me just go all in with this thing. All right, what have you got to lose? Just think of it as an experiment. Think of it as a game. It's like, I'm just playing this game of manifestation, and I'm just gonna go all in. And the moment it feels like it's not working, well, duh, you only just started trying. Right? Keep on persisting. It works. It works. Always, always works. You've just got to be persistent and develop the skill of manifestation. You've got to build that muscle, because you can't expect to, you start playing basketball and you're aiming to get a ball in the hoop. What? the first time you can't get the ball in the hoop means that there's some electrical force around the hoop that means that the ball can't go through. Oh, well, I missed the hoop. Therefore, that hoop mustn't be, that hoop just, there's no place for the ball to go. That's what it feels like when you give up on law of attraction and manifestation. It's like, no, you just need to practice. You'll get the ball through the hoop. You're just giving up before you even try, right? Just because you missed one shot. It's like, well, how many times do people miss before they get a shot? Tons. Don't give up. Like, keep on taking the shot. Keep on throwing the ball. You'll get it in the hoop eventually. You'll get better at it. And that's the thing with manifestation, right? And with the whole thing about losing weight is don't allow your energy to drop into that place where you feel like giving up. You feel like it's all too hard and you just let go and you give up. Because that's when you binge. That's when you binge, is when you're just like, I've had enough, I can't cope anymore. And that's when I used to just get into this cycle of binge eating, of gaining the weight and feeling miserable about myself and reinforcing those beliefs of I'm a lazy piece of shit and I'm never going to lose weight and I'm always going to be an emotional eater and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, lift yourself out of that fucked up energy. You get to decide who you are, and those moments are the critical decision-making point. Those moments are when you have to lift your energy up. Don't allow yourself to fall into it. You're allowed to have negative feelings, right? It's not that you don't feel your feelings. It's that when you play that story and you allow it to have so much meaning and be, oh my God, this is my life, you don't fall into that trap and stay there and just like dig yourself a bigger ditch, right? You energetically go, I can feel upset, but lift myself out of this, right? You can. And it's a choice. Getting to where you want to be is a choice. It's a choice where you choose to believe the thought that matches with your desire. You choose to believe that you are worthy. You choose to believe that you're enough the way you are. You choose to believe that your body is lovable the way it is. And you basically become you put a blindfold on to anything that doesn't match up with that. You basically ignore it. It's like, you're pretending you're in this game, this video game where you're only paying attention to what's working out. It's like, oh, there's a thought of I'm too fat. Nope, move that away. And it's not like repression or resisting. It's more like redirecting, right? It's like I was saying how I've been working with Genevieve and she's like, oh, nice try, brain. It's like, it's coming from this place of redirecting rather than resisting or pushing against. That's how it feels. Anyway, babes, that's it for today. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I love hearing your feedback about the podcast. It makes me so happy to hear from you, babes, about how the podcast has been helping you and that you enjoy listening. I love these little messages because like it's so nice to feel connected to you, to feel like I'm not just talking to nobody when I record these podcasts. It's like I'm just talking to my computer. It's like so nice to hear from all of you. And it would really help if you love listening to do like a podcast review and also like on iTunes, and also like when I get your messages, it's like really, really nice. So thank you. Also, I'm at the moment, so for the last couple months, I've been working on a project for you guys. Hoping to release this monthly membership for you really, really soon. And I'm really excited about this monthly membership because it's going to have lots of stuff, right? So What it's going to be, it's like a Manifesting Doll monthly membership. So it's for you guys, obviously. So it's going to be predominantly around weight loss manifestation, but there's also, you know, I'm going to mix in little bits of other parts of manifestation that we all love. But main focus is weight loss manifestation. So one of my favorite parts is the affirmations that I've made, and I've made affirmations just exactly how I love affirmations. So how I love affirmations is I love to stick them. I love to have pieces of paper with my affirmations that I can stick around the house or stick around places where I can see them. So of course I've created that for you guys. So, and I've, because I love like girly pink, pretty things, of course I've made them look really decadent and nice and pretty. But lots and lots, massive number of affirmations that help you around your weight loss, that help you around your living your best life, even some money affirmations in there, just an all-round girls manifestation affirmation thing, like for the stuff that you babes want, you know, like the weight loss, feeling good, having a good relationship with your body, that kind of stuff, okay? So that's going to be part of it. There's, of course, going to be like a really high vibe Facebook group just for VIPs where I want us all to connect. I want us to all have friendships and meeting other people who are like-minded, like meeting other people who are going through the same thing as you, right? Then a monthly manifestation workbook, because when I was on my Instagram at the start of the month, I was setting my intentions for the month, and I think that it would be good because some of you didn't know how to set intentions. So that workbook will really help you to set intentions each month, because I find that when I have a ritual and it's something that I spoke about on the podcast recently, how much it's helped me to focus on my goals for the month, right? And then it's got, the membership will also have meditations for you. There's like a cravings care one, and there's worksheets on emotional eating. There's a weight loss blueprint, which I lay out all the core archetypes to embody when you're acting as if for your weight loss. And that's just the start. Like, then each month there's a masterclass that we do together live. So you get to have me live, and then at the end there's some time for Q&A each month. So this is really, really exciting stuff, you guys. Like, you got to get onto this. So keep an eye out because I'm hoping to release that really, really, really soon. I don't want to give it away, but it's really exciting. I'm so excited. So get excited. Ah! Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that and hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.